the market seems somewhat concerned by what's going on in the with your medical loss ratio. I mean, I'm assuming that you never know what investors are thinking, but aren't you assuming that's why it's dropping?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think the market's concerned about the surprise around the impact we're seeing in our senior book in the northern parts of California. But everything else has exceeded the market's expectations, and even with that hit, we exceeded the earnings estimates and consensus that were out there. So I think what we're seeing from the market right now is more the reaction of why did this happen and can it get fixed? We're confident it can be fixed for next year.
Okay, so just tell me, you see this as a one-time problem that will probably obviously persist through the year.
Right, yeah, the way the senior market works is annually you have to resubmit your products and your bids each year. Mm-hmm. The thing is, if you think about this market, the way it works is about 75% of the membership we got in this new product in this region was previously from competitors that ended up leaving the market. So what this is was an existing senior population, had very high acuity, came over. Our pricing did not expect that level of sick members to come over, and we are working through the bid process right now based on that data with CMS to make sure we resolve it for next year.
Okay, and does this say anything, though, in general, about the Medicare population in terms of what insurers can expect? I mean, there's a big emphasis on bringing in Medicare people, but, is this likely in general to start pushing up medical loss ratios over the long run?
Well, I don't know that I would frame it up as a broader issue because we're not seeing this issue across the rest of our senior book, just as other competitors are not necessarily seeing the issue. It really is isolated to this particular location and this particular product. Seniors, if they have limited choices, will go to where the limited choices are. And with many competitors exiting that market, we were one of very limited choices. And so I think what happened ultimately was we just got the significant amount of unhealthy people, sick people that we weren't expecting. In general, though, the senior population always has a level of unhealthy. It's, the majority of healthcare is consumed in the later parts of life. So the reality is you need new healthy lives coming into the senior pool on a regular basis. And with the baby boomers aging in over the next, 15, 17 years, you're always going to get kind of a new influx of healthy lives coming in. And they're just starting to come in. But no, this is really a WellPoint-specific product and location-specific issue.
I guess those competitors who left may have known something about that population.
Yeah, well, the problem is that you don't know who's going to be in and who's not going to be in until the bids are submitted and CMS announces it in the fourth quarter. And so one thing is, you're going into it. Now, this is a regional PPO, and so in the southern region of California, we did quite well, and we've been in that market for a long time, so we expanded to the northern. Last year was the first year, or 2011, I should say, is the first year the private fee-for-service went away, though. And so what you didn't know is, were people leaving the market because they were exiting private fee-for-service because the law required you to exit, or were they exiting because they had issues? And the answer was more the latter than it was the former.
Right. Now, let me just go on to some other things. I'm wondering, looking at the hospital, some of the hospital companies, HCA's results showed that utilization and certainly certain expensive surgeries have gone down. So overall, that bodes well for the insurers. Are you seeing any indications that the utilization by Americans in medical care is rising?
No. I mean, it's not rising at the levels anybody had anticipated. So what HCA is seeing, we're seeing the opposite of that, which is the benefit.
Right, exactly.
That's why even with the senior situation, we still were able to beat our guidance numbers because we're seeing those benefits as well.
Right. And now are you projecting, obviously you've raised your forward guidance for the year. Are you expecting these low utilizations now to persist through 2011?
We are expecting some. We are expecting, though, for the rebound to start. It's unfortunately in the history of this industry, what goes down eventually goes up. And so, it seems like this has been a prolonged period of being down. Now, if you look at historical recessions, historically you would see utilization really decline for about an 18-month period and then start to turn back up. I mean, we really are at the end of that 18-month period. So, will that in fact occur or not, remains to be seen. We've taken a view that it will spike back up But if that doesn't occur, we'll do better than our projected guidance.
Okay. Another question I wanted to ask you about is the current budget-cutting battle and the battle of the debt ceiling. I mean, how are you anticipating this affecting WellPoint in the long run?
It really, from our perspective, really does not have an impact on us in the immediate term or the long run. We're, you know, our debt is locked in for the next, 10 to 30 years, depending on our debt maturities. We have a very good cash flow, so even if there was a liquidity crisis generated, we have positioned ourselves with what I'll call a fortress balance sheet for exactly these type of reasons, and we've got about, you know, $2.4 billion of free cash flow at the parent. So we feel really good. We've got about $1 billion of debt coming due next year. We have no debt in 2013. So we could, if we had to, we could write a check for our outstanding debt for next year.
Okay. What about, though, the potential cuts in Medicare? I mean, you know, and some of the pressures on Medicare and Medicaid from the states. I mean, the states, obviously, they're switching to managed care, but there's a lot of reimbursement questions that are still out there.
Well, on the Medicaid front, I mean, we said on our call we actually had a little more of a bearish outlook because of the state budgets in the more immediate term. In the longer term, you know, we think managed care is the sustainable right solution. That any state that has historically outsourced this function to managed care has seen absolute savings and positive results for the state, because we actually, you know, manage that care. We make sure that people are getting the right care at the right place, and we've been able to drive costs down for the states while improving the quality of health of those members, and we can prove that to the state and show them that. But in the more immediate term, you know, with the state budget deficit.
Can you hold on 1 second? I'm so sorry to do this.
Sure.
Never mind. He left. Go ahead. Keep doing it.
But in the shorter term, you know, the state budget deficits are so significant. Medicaid is such a significant part of the state budget that, you know, we expect them to have, you know, downward rate pressure. So, you know, I think the growth in Medicaid will come from the introduction of so many new lives and more states going to managed care. But I think for existing states that have been in managed care for a long time, you're going to see very low rate increases, and that's going to put in continued pressure. In the Medicare world, at the end of the day, seniors expect a level of benefits that they will be able to receive within Medicare. And so to the extent that cuts are ever made at any point in time, and they're made every year, I mean, the one thing I would emphasize, this is nothing new. They're made every year. And every year we have to modify what benefits we're able to provide relative to those cuts. So, but I think ultimately seniors will still have coverage when it's all said and done. And we still think that managed care will be able to offer more benefits than they can otherwise get from the government at a value point that they appreciate. And that's why you continue to see growth for managed care companies here.